necessarily logical, and it's definitely not going to be grounded. So they go to the next level authority, and whatever the authority says to do, they'll do, no matter how ridiculous it is. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of that right now in our reality. I mean, to be told to wear 2 or 3 masks or something like this is so bizarre to me, and that people would actually consider that is mind-boggling. This is really a psychological experiment. It's nothing more than that. And obviously they're moving a lot of money around and doing all kinds of other heinous stuff under the guise of this false flag, right? But and what gets me is there's so much evidence of that, yet people still, you know, refuse to see it, which is, it's really quite something.
Yeah, they're so stuck in their beliefs that they refuse to believe that it could be anything else. And even something as simple as, you know, they were flagging people at this beginning of this pandemic saying, you know, food is not a means of a prevention, and vitamin D is not an immune booster. And they actually went to the extent of actually publishing some of these things, like as if food and everything like that has no effects on your overall well-being, as if there's something obviously wrong with them. So do you think that it's just uninformed, misinformed, brainwashed, just a means of making money? What do you think it is?
Well, you have a generalized public that's been routinely dumbed down by the use of fluoride in the water, by genetically modified organisms of the food has been altered. The food is poisoned and sprayed with heavy pesticides and herbicides. They're injected with all kinds of metals. They have all kinds of dulling down of their higher intelligence and their higher functions. So they also are purposefully putting themselves under deep hypnosis by watching television. So when you have that combo, it's a perfect storm for ignorance. They don't want to look, and they purposefully choose to look away when the truth comes at them, mainly because this is such a cognitive dissonance going on here, and they all have Stockholm syndrome. And if you know anything about these mechanisms, these psychological mechanisms, you'll realize how very difficult they are to overcome. I studied cults, and I'm writing a book about the way the world is run like a cult, and the medical cult specifically. And one of the interesting things in my research is that when you want to try to help your loved one get out of a cult, you can't give them information because they're told that that information is dangerous. What the cult does is makes the outsider the enemy, right? So somebody who comes with actual truth, data, research, doesn't matter how logical and correct it is. They're told that they're either the devil, or they're, you know, conspiracy theorists is the one they use for us, and like, or they, whatever, they work hard to attack the other side so that they feel they're twisted. So they trust the enemy while they denounce the ones that are trying to help them. So you can't get people out of a cult with information. You can only get them out when you try to encourage them to think. So you ask them questions like, have you ever in your life notice that a politician has lied? Like, is there any time in history where a politician may have told a lie? Has there ever been in history a time when a large medical organization made a medical error that cost lives? Is there any of that? Has there been any time in any country where a politicking situation has changed into a communistic one, and that there were certain signs that you could see along the way? So it's that sort of thing. And it's the only way to get the most of the herd, the majority of the groupthink, piecing themselves away from that. But otherwise, we're very trained to be in our peers, like accepted by our peers. And that's part of the indoctrination of schooling. Schooling has done that. So most of the adults you'll see are actually infantile in their development. They are peer connected only. So if their friends don't agree with it, they won't. And that's partly what the schooling was there to do, was make sure that you are not an independent thinker. You don't know how to research on your own, and you have to be told what to think and how to behave.
The education system is something that I've been speaking of for a long time in terms of
All right, guys, I'm here. I am just trying to set everything up. Give me a minute here. We've got the phaco tube going on. We have the Fakeologist audio stream going on. I've got another mic going on. I've got the phone lines going. Yeah, we're just starting up. We're trying to test here for all those that are interested. Trying to fix up the stickies. Got two sticky posts that have been at the top for the whole time, which is no good. All right, hello everyone. It's February 8th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist Show. We have some new equipment here. We're testing it out. Don't know if it works perfectly. We're going to try. We're going to hook up to the Discord. And it looks like we're going to go into the green room. If you want to connect with me on the green room, you can. And I'll be able to take your audio from there. And I'll also be able to take phone calls tonight. Trying to get everything going here. We're streaming live at fake11.com/stream1. We're on FakeoTube. We're not going to be on YouTube. It's just not worth the effort right now. I might put it on there later, but there's no point because we can go stream live on FakeoTube. As a matter of fact, we're going to go see if there's any way to tell how many people are watching on FakeoTube. I think there's a way. I guess I could stream it myself. If you want to know where to find it on FakeoTube, if you go to FakeoTube.com, go to the top right, you should see a bell and a number one. Actually, I should do that on this page here. So we'll go to FakeoTube.com. I'm just looking at my other screen to see if it's coming up. FakeoTube.com. So if you go there, and it doesn't look like it's showing right now. I'm just looking at my phone, which is supposed to be streaming. Anyway, if you go to FakeoTube.com, top right, bell, a number, click on that. And it should show up. Come on, something pop up here. Oh, now, here we go. Aha, it says live now. I called it test, so live now. Click on that. And there's a whopping one person watching. If you want to know where to find it on FakeoTube, if you go to FakeoTube.com, go to the top right.
Okay.
You should, so it shows that there's one person watching. That's me. And if you look down, there's a chat. We can type test in there. Okay. There we go. So we do have a chat as well. And if you look on the screen as well, also on the Telegram, we have the Telegram discussion here. Doing a live test show now. So there you go. That's the Telegram chat. That's the chat where I'll try and monitor that chat. And I'll also try and monitor the FakeoTube chat. I'm not sure if the FakeoTube chat is showing up on the is showing up on the on the app, the FecoTube app, which is on Android only. They wouldn't allow it on the other thing, Apple Store. Okay, so if you want to call in, you can call in at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. So let's go back to the blog. First of all, let's go to the donate page. If you go to the top here, and we'll go to the donate page. Let's see who the latest donors are. We want to thank you guys a ton for supporting us. As usual, until September, actually, Bing has donated $611. He's the sponsor of FecoTube, as we can see here. Thank you very much. Go back to the main FecoTube page by clicking on the top left here. You can see the latest videos I put up. I haven't quite straightened out this page yet, but as you can see, most of the videos are put up by me, Fakeologist, and Uncle Odd. We also have a couple other place people we let on. For the most part, you can't post videos. But if you want to make any kind of comments, you do have to register with a valid email address. And if it becomes invalid, then I will probably block your account because invalid email addresses bounce back to me. So therefore, I don't want them to keep bouncing back to me. I'm going to have to ban the account. Okay, so getting back to the donors. Current donors, 9-11 a month. The most recent one was Rod Jenkinson and Taburasa and Ophalis. Dirty Benny. Dirty Benny made a recent single amount donation. Thank you very much. Peter S., Purple Play, John Van G., and Jan Van G. made two donations. I don't know if he did that on purpose, but thank you very much. Appreciate the donation. And as you notice, my audio is not popping anymore because I'm not using my audio streamers, which were software related. Now it's a hardware box. So all you donors that donated, I appreciate it because you helped pay for this fun box. By the way, it has a few special effect features like an echo. It also has a reverb. And I can change my gender pitch.
So now I sound like somebody else.
Or like this. I think that worked. Or my voice pitch can change a little bit. Change genders, apparently. Do I seem rather female tonight? I guess I do. And, of course, we can talk like a robot.
We can use a megaphone. That's not working. Maybe I gotta turn up the reverb. So we got
a few things here. You turn that off. And I've also got a way to capture some things I just said. So for instance, if I say something prophetic like Wowie's Hours, I think I can play it back or not. Wowie's Hours. And that doesn't work. So I don't quite know how to do the samples yet. So there's a few neat things about it. And it's going to take a while to get used to it. Make sure it sounds good. So I had the idea that I would just go over to the day's events. Try and do it for about an hour. That way people would have something to listen to. What I'll do as I spend my day working, I usually go through the internet and all the millions of sources I have. And for the most part, anything I find interesting, I'll either post on the blog ecologist.com/blog. And there's my first post, Bridge the Divide. And of course, there's no graphic there. So that didn't work out. I'm not sure why. It was a GIF. Let's see if I can bring it up in the Telegram. If I go to the Telegram, sometimes it's there. That's the top truth. And obviously should have put my own Fakeologist site there. So you can see on the left, I'm showing Fakeologist. There it is there. This is the graphic I was trying to put up. I'm not sure if that's going to come through. I thought it was really good. You got the truthers on the left, the public in the middle, and you've got MSM, government, pharma, big tech on the right. It's actually a really good GIF with a little bit of music, but it didn't work properly, so I'll have to upload that later. I think you can hear that. Very low. Break the divide. Hashtag arms wide open. Fantastic GIF. Fantastic graphic. The next post is Canadian Beauties Destroy the Germ COVIDs Theory. And that's what I'm listening to now. Amanda Vollmer and the beautiful Tanya the Herbalist. Two of, I would think, the leading Canadian female truthers. They both understand the germ terrain theory. And actually, I'm looking at this on YouTube. I should be looking on FakoTube. I've got it on YouTube right now because I can easily bookmark where I left off.
What it does, it indoctrinates you to kind of be complacent, to follow what's being told for you, not think for yourself, don't ask any questions, and go along with it. They've even done experiments where, you know, they'll have someone that's sharing the right answer, but because everyone is saying the wrong answer, they eventually just kind of, suppress the right answer and just go along with it because they want to be a part of the herd.
That's right.
And it happens a lot with, I mean, even doctors and stuff like that. It's indoctrination.
No, I've been listening to this
medical system. And
I started this in the early day. Let's see. There's only 31 comments. Let me refresh the page and see if there's any extra comments. 35 comments. So only, it's not too bad. 1,200 views for something that was posted 3 days ago. I guess that's not really that good. Just shows you these two women and what they're talking about. They're the closest to the truth of just about anyone that I've seen. When they're talking about the germ theory versus the terrain theory. And, obviously, they're not getting much traction. They're certainly not promoted by YouTube. So that's one of the reasons why a video like this, why isn't it? Now it's not coming through. For God's sake. Hold on a sec. Press the wrong button in YouTube. Next thing you know, you're in the wrong. Oh, I see. I turned off the audio.
The wrong answer. Top. They eventually just kind of.
So a video like this, because I think it's close to the truth, I'm sure it'll be deleted eventually. So that's when I put it on FakoTube, which is what I've done here. And I've only got 34 views, but that's fine. Since we're on FakoTube, we'll skip over to this guy. He's a store owner in Toronto that he's making tons of money right now because he's a food store. Food stores are allowed to stay open. But he is still very passionate about what's going on, how small businesses, small and medium, small and enterprises are being shut down and being destroyed. And he made a great speech on Rebel News, which appears to be a pretty decent alternative media, not funded by our government news source. Don't forget, all the major media in Canada are funded by the government now, direct subsidy. Because their old models are not working, which also to me indicates that no one's watching or listening. But Rebel News is not, so let's play a little bit.
Censorship. Warning. Censorship.
We need to put a stop to this. I had a 45-year-old customer. You want to know why I'm the way I am? So John Tory and Doug Ford and everybody's watching? You want to know why I'm the way I am? I had a 45-year-old customer come in here. Sorry, his wife came in here. He hung himself up at his cottage. You want to know why the way I am? When that happens, and you see your customer fall on the ground, and you see your customer cry, and you see her children have no father because he couldn't take it anymore, and you want to know why I'm the way I am, because this doesn't mean shit to me. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. This doesn't mean nothing to me. This business is just a materialistic thing that I can't take to heaven. But what I can take is what I do right now for our children and our future. And that kid that has to grow up without their father because he lost his two businesses because of these shutdowns and thinking that he had no future and that he thought the best way out was...
Very passionate video. Very passionate man. And by the way, when you're on the FakoTube page, you can see right here on the right side below the video, it says we're live now. Even though that graphic says offline, which I don't know why, you can see the word live now. And I'm not sure why it says nobody is watching, because I know I'm watching on my other machine. Anyway, getting back to the blog. So that's a fantastic video. If you haven't watched that, you should take a watch at that. This is another fantastic... Man, I get so many fantastic videos that I grab. And I want to give Jeff Berwick of Dollar Vigilante a lot of credit, because a lot of the material he puts on his 40-minute to, in the last case, one-hour videos, and he's generous enough to post all the links to most of the material he talks about. And it's fantastic because some of the links just on their own, I would have never found. And some of the stories are just, some of the videos, some of the tweets, just fantastic. So here's one here. As you can see on the screen, these two videos are about babies specifically and how the masks have blocked one of babies' number one biofeedback loops, which is vision. So when you mask up the mother and other people, babies just don't get any information as to your, because they obviously, most babies can't understand language at that point. They can only understand facial features, facial recognition, facial expressions. And this experiment here was showing how babies
this young are extremely responsive to the emotions and the reactivity and the social interaction that they get from the world around them. This is something that we started studying 30, 40 years ago, when people didn't think that infants could engage in social interaction. In the still face experiment, what the mother did was she sits down and she's playing with her baby who's about a year of age.
I'm like a girl. Oh.
And she gives a greeting to the baby. The baby gives a greeting back to her.
Yeah.
This baby starts pointing at different places in the world. And
I won't
the mother's
finish
trying
that.
To
it's a couple minutes.
Her.
Take a watch of that. It's just a fantastic video about how babies react instantly to facial expressions. Now,
I've been remembering the good old days recently when you could go out with your family and you didn't have to wear a face mask, you know, feeling like you're isolated or separated or strangled from the people you're with. And there's a lot that you lose in communication and relating with others when that needed interaction of smiling and sad and angry, frustrated and confused, naked faces is obscured. You know, how do you read people now?
I find myself just often trying to avoid eye contact. I have to mentally step into that place of smiling at and interacting with the mask, whereas before it was completely natural to smile at people and interact with other image bearers of God. I refuse to wear
image bearers of God. That's very powerful. Obviously, this video is from a religious site, but it doesn't matter. She's basically just explaining how she has to interact with the masked people.
My children are worth it. I never want them to think that it is normal to feel isolated from the person you are facing. I watched as some elderly ladies in the grocery store approached my 1.5-year-old. I was shopping the other week. And
I think that woman turned around to tell her to wear a mask. You could see the finger came up.
Cooed and shrieked with joy when they saw her. And I was looking at her and trying to encourage her, saying, "You can smile, you know, go ahead and say hello." And she just sat there, not responding. And she looked disgruntled. So I kind of followed her gaze as I was telling her, "It's okay, you can say hello." And I realized why she wasn't responding. As the people she was looking at, she couldn't make out their faces. My heart sank with that realization. My child couldn't make out that the women were happy or even that they were trying to talk to her. The muffled voices from under their masks were confusing to her. She needs to see their faces to understand what they mean. I mean, we are the ones who are ultimately responsible for the well-being of our children.
They're a very powerful video, very well spoken, well summarized. Now, often I have people that go just to FakoTube.com because obviously a video tells most of the story. But I also post a lot of this on my blog. And some people read the blog, some people just go right to FakoTube. Just depends. Now here's a graphic. Can't really see it. Let me blow it up a bit. And you can see it now on FakoTube. By the way, this video should be on FakoTube automatically. If not, I'll try and upload it. This is just a graph of Bill Gates. I call this the Bill Gates Hub. Hub Gates. Bill Gates is definitely one of the chief spokesholes for this whole event that we're in, PSYOP. And you can see the connections that the Bill and Melinda Gates Corporation have with this entire event. It's endless. And I still think he's a front man for a huge group of elite that don't wish the publicity. Now, obviously, Bill Gates has been a public figure since Microsoft began, where he monetized free software that was supposed to be collaborative called even Shareware, and he made a operating system that should have been free and made a business out of it. So here we go again, where he's taking what should be free and making huge money off health. I don't think health should be free. The information should be free. But he's made a business out of vaccines at this point, which are unnecessary, if you ask me. You must have asked me because you're here. And now he's going to be selling them with, and his customer is you and me, through the government, which are going to use hundreds of billions up to trillions of fiat currency to finance this. And of course, you and your future generations will be paying for it forever. It will never be paid back. But it just shows all the money angles. He's given $3.4 billion to the World Health Organization, $3 million to Gavi, Johns Hopkins, Imperial College, Oxford University, the CDC. It's a little hard to see here because I blew it up a lot. Microsoft, of course, ID 2020, which will be the ID digital identification, into spending lots of money on the media where he's buying all kinds of media, subsidizing all kinds of media. This one I can't quite see, but here's, I guess, just more media. And of course, Event 201, which was a simulation of a pandemic in late 2019. And then, of course, it just kept going on into the continued simulation, and everyone just thinks it's a coincidence, which, of course, it's not. So there's that post. Following along, we have Odd Calls. Now, if you don't know, doesn't look like I posted a link to this. I probably should. Well, maybe I have. I guess to the subscribe RSS. But what I do, I have two audio streams. I've got Fakeologist audio chats, FACs, and I've got the Fakeologist show. Now, tonight will be the Fakeologist show because it's me hosting. It's me here. And I'll often have guests on the show. If I make a phone call or do an interview or just a regular phone call, which I record, you can call me in the day at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. I'll answer the phone, and all calls are recorded automatically. And if it's a good one, like the ones I have with Uncle Odd, I'll post it, and I'll make it an FAC. So you can play it here. As you can hear now.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
This is what you'll hear if you call me. And then it'll go through to me wherever I am.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, brother. Just going on a cigar walk. Just
so that's me and Uncle Odd talking. It's not the best audio quality because it is over the phone line. But if you want more audios, just go there. More audios like that. I also, on the Fakeologist audio chat, we also use the Discord server. Now, I don't think I have the Discord server in view here. No, I don't. But on the Discord server, for instance, tonight, we don't have anyone in the audio chat right now. But if you want to just start a talk with different Fakeologists, you can go to our Discord and talk with whoever's there, and it will be recorded if you go into the live stream. So if you're listening now and want to join, go to fake11.com/Discord. And when you get there, you'll be in a room without a view. You won't be able to see any other aspect of the Discord site, but you'll be greeted within a few hours or maybe instantly by a moderator, and we have quite a few volunteers that moderate, including Benoit and Belisette, or myself. We have Laura Mars. We have Original Simulant, and people can just join in like they did now, like Rollo. Hello, Rollo. Can you hear me?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's a bit of a reverb going on there.
Okay. Well, I'm just testing out a new setup, so there might be some bugs.
No worries.
Are you getting a reverb from me or from yourself?
It's sort of come through.
From me or from yourself?
It's going to be your end. It can't be my end. It can't be mine.
Oh, but what are you hearing as a reverb?
I'm hearing my own voice back to me like a second later.
Okay. Well, it's one of the bugs I'm going to have to try and figure out with this new system.
No worries.
We're also on FakeoTube. So maybe you're watching on FakeoTube as well. I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah, I have to figure this one out because this new piece of equipment may or may not be what I'm looking for. So Any feedback? I couldn't test.
We're in the green room, so it doesn't matter.
I couldn't test Discord myself. But I'm just doing a quick show tonight where I'm just here by myself mainly. And we're streaming on FakoTube. And we're also taking phone calls because I wanted to test the phone as well. Now, you can't call in from Australia directly anymore because I had to disconnect that line because it was expensive and no one was using it. So I'm pretty sure Australians can call to North America on some kind of deal.
That's all right.
So we're going through.
How's life treating you, mate? Is it nice and cold there in Canada?
Yeah. So we're just going through.
Did you hear my call right now? I've got to go to court. Questioning COVID-19.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Roland, why don't you just stand by because we're trying to go through the blog here tonight. So I'm glad you're here to test the audio. That's great. We'll get to your situation later if you don't mind. Because I'm just trying to basically go around the blog. It's been a long time since I've looked over it, try to explain it. And now that we have a visual using FakoTube, people can sort of see what I'm talking about. Because the website is quite expansive right now, and I want to explain it to everybody so they can understand the different sites, the different components. Now, one other thing I wanted to show everyone is the Fakeologist forums. So we have Fakeologist forums, fakeologist.com/forums2. It's forums 2 because forums 1 I've deprecated. I don't use it as much anymore because the software isn't as powerful as PHPBB. Are you familiar with that, Rolo? We're all muted. That's fine.
Sorry, man. I was on mute there. Are you on another call? So you're trying to do a multicast?
Well, I'm all over the place. I have phone lines. They're open, but no one's on it. So you're just you're on the Discord right now, which is great. But what I'm doing is I'm going around explaining the site. So I was just wondering.
Just thought you might be on with Humble and Fred or something, or with those guys up there. What's it called? The No Agenda. So I don't know.
No, I'm on with nobody else. Not even on Dumble and Dread.
Okay. So I've got fully clear.
I'm just going around the website because I want to explain it to people because I don't even think people know the website very well.
Are you recording yourself now? Because we're not in the live room. We're not in the live stream.
We are broadcasting on FakoTube, which you sponsored at the beginning.
We're on FakoTube. Yeah,
we're also broadcasting on fake11.com/stream1.
Gotcha.
And
it's just you confuse me because we're in the green room.
I know.
We're in the green room.
Well, I got to tell Bellaset. It doesn't really matter where we are, but I used to have a main broadcast studio, but we don't have it here right now.
I understand.
I should get.
I understand. Normally, if we're in the live stream, I know that the audio stream is there, and then I know we're live.
That's right.
If we're in the green room, we can talk candidly. You know what I mean?
That's true. No, we're broadcasting live right now because the main Fakeologist audio room hasn't been created yet.
Mm-hmm.
So are you familiar with the Fakeologist forums, Rolo? So the Fakeologist forums is fakeologist.com/forums2. To get on there, you have to register. So make sure you register. And it's an old-fashioned forums where don't have enough
Just
posts
like Clues Forum.
Like Clues Forum. But I think most people gravitate towards Discord because it's easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got all the different subsections on fakeologist.com/forums2, like coronavirus hoax, 9/11, baller skeptics, elite gender inversion, NASA, audio clips, and 9/11 historical research. That's where Missam is doing her research. But I'm hoping to get more people on there. so we can develop more of a searchable index.
Well, you're doing well lately, I tell you. There's so many people that are, since your Discord got bumped off and now you're back. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
No, it is fantastic. It's great. It is fan-freaking-tastic. Now let's get back to the blog. And I actually appreciate you, Rollo, because you read the blog on your audio chats, which is great. You attempt to read and try and get the idea of what I'm saying. So it gives me some feedback that people do read it.
I've got bad eyesight. And I know when I did the, when I read that charge sheet, this bullshit charge that I'm having to go and face in a month and a half.
Yeah, you read that.
Might be interesting. See how it turns out.
We heard you talk about it. We'll go on to that in a bit. Let's just go a little more with a few more of my posts. Mm. So as you've been saying, we've had some tremendous luck getting people into the audio chat lately. It's fantastic. So I'm behind now because there's so much audio. It's hard to keep up. We've got Missum, who did FAC 838. I haven't listened to that yet. But here's what an audio chat sounds like.
You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat.
Is that coming through, Rollo?
Yeah, I can hear it perfectly clear. The one that I really, Exoteric and Purple play, FAC 837.
Yeah, when that plays, is it reverb?
Connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat.
No, clear as.
So maybe it's just your voice that's reverbing because it's supposed to
I can hear myself back.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I can cope with that. I've been on radio before.
I got to fix that.
So we've got FAC 838, Missum. I haven't listened to that yet. And Uncle Odd, FAC 839.
Right.
Oh, you got a reply on that one. Let's have a look. Let's see what the reply says.
Yeah, the other one is FAC 837. We had Vidair, Kaham, Exoterra Rick, and Purple Play. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure. I haven't finished that one either. I hope Kaham got some airtime there.
Could you put Velocet's name on the Rollo revelation? Because Velocet really did spend the whole last part of the call with.
Yeah. Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So yeah, anytime there's any additions, just make a comment on the post and I'll put it on there. It's hard to keep up. Right.
Can I read what Missum wrote on the latest, Glod?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So Skylarkin from England and, Missum from Switzerland analyzed the Q narrative and tried to stop, to find the, red line that connects the JFK assassination psyop with the JFK Jr. Q psyop. Later, Rolly Quaid from Minnesota joins the discussion and talks about the destruction of the urban infrastructure during the burn, loot, and murder riots.
Actually, that's she put that on the wrong post. That belongs on her post, I think. She put that on the Uncle Odd post.
She did.
But what I'll do is I'll just stick that in the proper post. I have a numerical deficit here, and sometimes I put the wrong numbers on some of these posts. I've been doing that lately.
No, that's okay.
Because they get scrambled in my directory, I've noticed, so I don't pay a hell of a lot of attention because they don't always show up in numerical order. So that's my excuse. So now I'm going to take that, delete the comment, and move it into the proper place on the post. And
I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that guy gets voted as mayor of, what is it?
Calgary, me too.
Yeah, I think that guy would be a really good guy.
He's probably on now. Let me just see who you're talking about here. If you go to Twitch TV, Kevin J. Johnson, I'll bring that up. Yeah, I love the guy. Yeah. Fantastic.
Uncle Odd.
Can you hear that?
Walk around, just like Kevin Burley.
Then I had to give them my real name. But they're still charging me with obstruct because I didn't give my name the first time.
Yeah, they lie about everything, unfortunately. Like, no matter, they just want, they want you to make it as easy for them as absolutely possible, because if they're going to hold you in there, they got to know who you are and they have to know what crime was committed. So
he does a show, Kevin J. Johnson, every night at 9 o'clock. Fantastic show. It's on Twitch TV. Yes. Twitch TV.
That was a fantastic interview.
Kevin.
And
J.
I watched
Johnson.
The Dollar Vigilante. It wasn't Dollar Vigilante. It was one of his minions that Uncle Odd interviewed the other day.
Yeah, yes. Fantastic.
He called it Dollar Vigilante, but it was a different vigilante.
Yeah, it's the Crypto Vigilante. Yes. Actually, I'll flip back to FakoTube.com, and Uncle Odd has a channel there. And he did post that. And Uncle Odd loves producing. And here you go. Here, I'll play a little bit. He wanted me to rip the audio from it, which is going to take some time, but here we go. He loves making these intros for his guests. I can turn the audio down when it's loud. Did you notice that?
What up, Vigilante? Welcome to the TTV Summit. It's a pleasure to have you guys here with us.
Yeah, I turned the audio down. Is it okay now?
We love cryptocurrency, and we're delighted that you're interested in the topic. Beware of scams. I'm going to have to tell you guys this because there are a lot of scammers out there. The more that cryptocurrency becomes popular, the more scammers are rampant. No one from the Crypto Vigilante or Dollar Vigilante will ever contact you asking you for money or asking you for business deals.
So that's the Crypto Vigilante. That's an interview he does on Sundays
Crypto
now.
Yeah, Crypto Vigilante. Yeah, but he put it as Dollar Vigilante. Yeah.
Well, they're associated with each other, maybe.
Yeah, they're friends.
They are friends. They're part of the same business, yeah. I would say.
That's all right. That's all right.
Friends, so we've been going for about 45 minutes now. This is really just a test. Wanted to put it out there. We'll go. Let me just show a few more things here. Like I said, I have to tweak the audio. I'm not sure I've got it right yet. I have to figure it out.
You're right.
We got a bunch of audio chats. We've got 3 or 4 in 2 or 3 days. Here's The Grocer Speaks Truth to Power. I've already played that. Fantastic. One of the other things I like to do is I like to go to Clues Forum. Very quiet these days. However, Simon does make a few posts. And apparently there's a satellite. Every now and then he gets people on his site that believe satellites are real. And they're just questioning how they could operate. And here's a post that Simon did on your favorite, the Gaia satellite. And it's just fantastic how Simon illustrates how these satellites, they look like very, very weakly constructed models, which is what they are. And people believe they're flying around in space, 15,000, maybe 20,000 of them. Makes no sense. But
in space, no one eats ice cream.
That's right. Now, since we're looking on FakoTube.com now, if you're watching the screen, you can see my cursor. It says voicemail and bumpers here. So this is a little bot on my website where if you press start recording, I'd like you to read this script here. Hi, I'm so-and-so from so-and-place, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. So if you want to hear your voice.
This is Rollo from Newcastle, Australia. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That's right. You go here, record it. And I'll use it. And you might even get into a supercut that Velocet has.
Hi, I'm Matt from the North Shore of Lake Ontario. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
That's right.
I mean, it's not that hard to do, is it?
Well, you're a pro, so other people haven't done it before. Now, here's a couple more videos that I put up. I hope you watch them on FakeoTube.com, Rollo.
Mm-hmm.
I already discussed them earlier, one of a baby. We're just talking about baby and facial recognition, which, of course, when you're wearing a mask, it doesn't work. So that cut the baby off.
Especially with a mask and sunglasses on.
Right. But that cut the baby off from communications. They can't communicate if they can't see your face. Because babies, they don't talk. And there's Rolo's baby in the background. I want to just look on the right side of fakeologist.com. Now, on the right side here, as you can see, you can search the site. Now, if you go to fakeologist.com, it goes to an entry page, which basically sorts out people that belong and don't belong on the site. So if you want to come back to the main blog page, you have to bookmark this page. So if you can see up at the top, it's fakeologist.com/blog. Bookmark that. Now,
I'm going right there now.
If you don't want to read the main page through the bookmark, you can also put it on a website called Feedly or any other RSS reader. And I put a link to it here and here. It's another great way to read hundreds of blogs.
Okay, so I'm at the top blog post. It says Fakeologist, Fake YouTube show live now, doing a live show now.
That is correct.
Fake11.com/stream1. Now, the next one is Bridge the Divide.
And there's no graphic.
Why'd you write that?
Yeah, I put a graphic underneath that, but it didn't show up. I can try and edit that.
I can't see the graphic. It's not showing up on my tablet.
No, it did not show up. I don't know why. I can try and put it there later. It's a little GIF. And I have to, it's a really fantastic GIF, actually.
All right. Okay, so should we move to the next one? So,
I've already been on all those posts. You're behind a bit, so we'd have to.
Am I? Okay.
Well, I started off before you came on the call. I'm grateful you came.
Oh, okay. So Amanda Vollmer and Tanya, the herbalists. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let me just repair that. Since we're here, I will re-upload it with my fantastic upload service. Actually, let's try again here. Pictures.
All right. I'll do a refresh.
It's actually a video. It's actually a video. I thought it was a GIF, but I guess a GIF is a video or an animated.
Oh, no. GIF is moving pictures.
GIF is a video.
Yeah, animated GIF. Yeah.
All right. Looks like it's getting uploaded now. Yeah, it's an animated GIF. And I guess I see. Now I got it on my, it's not on FakoTube, it's on the original Fakeologist video platform on WordPress. So it looks like it put it there. Interesting.
Sure.
I guess that means I could put it on FakoTube.
Yeah, there it is, The Divide. Truth is public, MSM government, pharma big tech.
It's actually fantastic. It's a fantastic
That's working fine.
Little video they put up there. Now you can see it, huh?
That's good. Yeah.
Actually, I'll have to put it on FakoTube. I didn't realize. I thought it was a GIF, but it's actually a video.
Mm-hmm. It is a video.
So I'll put it on
It looks good. It looks like one of the very first things I got on my Amiga, you know, when I just went, wow, look at that. You know?
Oh, right, the Commodore Amiga. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Commodore Amiga. Yeah.
Now, once more, if you're looking on FakoTube.com.
I had a Commodore 64 before that.
Yeah. If you look on FakoTube.com, where we're live streaming, you're going to see on the left side, I've got my Telegram up. And the Telegram... God, the material on Telegram is amazing. I guess it's like a really rapid super blogging service.
Okay.
And my goodness, everyone and everybody is on Telegram. And the number
is that,
of posts.
Is that decentralized or is it a centralized service?
Yeah, it's centralized. So they could
that'll take be it. Shot down before you know it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it could be. So if you look on there,
well, just enjoy it. It's one of these things in life, Ab. Just enjoy it while it's there, you know.
If you're looking here, I've got some of my top truthers on this folder, and of course Amanda, Amanda Vollmer, unbelievable.
Oh yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah, she's out there in Canada with you. Yeah.
One of the very few people that really has a complete picture on what's going on. And her Telegram is super active, if you can see on the left here.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's pretty, pretty crazy.
So okay. I'm going to have to go inside. My next door neighbor is...
She posted the grocer. So yeah, what you're looking at on FakoTube now is my main page and the Telegram page. All right. There we go. Let me just refresh this page so we can take a peek and see if it showed up.
I might be in jail for the next 3 years, then.
Bridge of the Divide. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Make it a few telephone calls to the COVID-19 hotline.
Yeah, when you're in jail, make sure you make a call to us, 810-666-1984. We'll take your call. Police beating senior.
What was the number again?
810-666-1984. Here's Jeff.
810-666-1974.
1984.
Okay. Right.
Not the year you were 84. Born, 1984. Yeah. Do you see the significance there?
Gotcha. And what's John Laws's number again? Do you remember?
No, because I never called him. All right.
1-300-564-652.
Now, I'm going to play Chris Sky here. He's another local Toronto. I call him a hero because this guy stands up to anybody. And I think he's actually a pretty small guy. He's very low in stature, but he's completely muscled up. So have a listen to them. He is on Instagram.
Quarantine Center.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a listen.
Police came there.
You're obviously in the
half
studio.
Hour to try to figure everything out.
He is fantastic.
What? They gave him a little ticket and they let him go home.
Is that coming through good?
So that's the moral of that story. Let's try to get Many Lights back on.
Gotta get mad.
Sometimes it depends on which country you're flying from to see if you can even go to that country or if you have
to take it. It's hard to believe that one guy with tattoos and lots of muscles, not afraid to show them off, even in the winter, is the clearest speaking person on the topic of what's going on in Toronto. We're supposed to be millions of people in this city, and this guy, for all his brashness.
What's his name again?
Chris Sky.
All right. Mm-hmm.
He's on Instagram. For all his brashness, he makes the most sense. He explains things the most clearly. And I haven't seen one person argue with him and challenge him successfully because he knows what he's talking about. It's just crazy. And the other guy,
I wouldn't bother calling him because if he's going... basically, is he talking about COVID-19 and the bullshit Klaus Schwab and all that? Great reset.
He's not so much talking about the Great Reset. He's just talking about your rights. What you can and can't do. What you can and can't say. And he explains it more clearly. And the other person that's super clear on it is Kevin J. Johnson.
Well, that Kevin J. Johnson, I can't repeat it enough. That interview that Uncle Odd did with him was just fantastic. It really was. And he's got charisma and coming out of the kazoo.
He's got energy coming out of the kazoo as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Just like Jeff Berwick. Jeff Berwick and, I like energetic people. I really do.
I don't know where they get their energy from. Maybe they eat well or just...
Cocaine?
I hope not.
Joking.
Yeah, jokes. So if anyone's listening, let's just have a quick peek here and see if anyone is listening on the stream right now.
I am. I'm listening.
Oh, you're listening. Where are you listening?
No. I'm listening to you, Ab.
All right. So you're not on the audio stream right now. We're streaming in two different places right now. We're on the audiofake11.com/stream1. And we're also on FakeoTube. We got a few people listening on the live stream right now. We got California.
Can I do a plug for the Fart Podcast?
Well, the Fart Podcast doesn't exist.
No. Next Saturday night, it will be me, Rick, obviously Velocette running the show, and it'll be Golden Skidmark.
A reunion
of sorts.
And some
new fella from South Australia that wants to join us.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Okay, well, yeah. You guys, the big...
And we'll be doing it through your audio chat, if that's okay.
That's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, let's face it, Velocette runs the server now, so what can I say?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, mate.
And I'm still puzzled. Why are Australians so awake compared to Canadians? How many Canadians are on my show?
Humble and Fred?
They're not on my show.
Yeah, but are they awake?
No, they're not. They're deep asleep.
No agenda, or are they awake?
They're from the U.S. So there's no...
Oh, they're U.S.
I'm talking about on my show. There's no Canadians on my show. It's ridiculous.
Well, you've got tons of fakeologists that are... That 8-hour show with Vidir and Kayham and... Yeah, they're all awake.
Again, Americans. I love Americans, but they're not Canadians. Yeah. This is what blows my mind. Where are the Canadians?
You had that Johnny guy.
Right. I'm talking today. There are no Canadians, which blows my mind.
Mm.
I actually have talked to the odd Canadian here and there, but most wouldn't. I've talked to a few privately. They don't want to come on a show, though. So it just blows my mind.
They're just
Canadians,
shy. They're just shy.
Or afraid. I don't know.
Afraid, yeah. Well, the fear is part of this whole COVID-19 nonsense.
It's the main part of it. Now, I'm showing on FakeoTube.com a book called What Really Makes You Ill? Why Everything You Thought You Knew About Disease Is Wrong. It's by Don Lester and David Parker.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that.
When did they write that?
They wrote that in 2019, I believe. Let's see if we can scroll down. I love the two quotes on here. An error does not become truth by reason of multiplied propagation, nor does truth become error because nobody sees it. Mahatma Gandhi.
Can you read that a second time?
An error does not become truth by reason of multiplied propagation. In other words, if you tell a lie 100 million times, it doesn't make it true. Okay. Nor does truth become error because nobody sees it. And that's pretty much what we're in right now. And here we go. Another Einstein quote.
From the Second World War that we heard. What was his name? The guy from Nazi Germany. The more that... The Goebbels. What did he say? He said something like...
The bigger the lie, the less likely people are...
The more likely they are
to believe it.
Yeah, but that's mainstream media. I mean, that's what they do. They just...
And here is Albert Einstein. Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth. Anyway, I highly suggest you read this, Rollo.
Yes.
Voltaire said,
Is it available on audiobook? Because my eyesight is terrible.
It's a great question. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to make a note, actually. And I'm going to ask them if that is the case. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Let me make a note.
Because I love listening to audiobooks. That's why I like listening to your audio chats and sensible conversation, you know. Unless if I'm on there, obviously.
Okay. I'm going to ask them that question. That's a great question. So that's done. That's checked. Checked. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up in a minute. So you're saying...
It was good to talk to you, Ab.
It was great talking to
you.
So
don't forget, next Saturday night...
I'm going to watch episode 2 of A Lady and the Dale. I think that's the name of it. Lady and the Dale.
Yeah, tell me about that. What's Lady and the Dale?
It's supposed to be a story of a man that turned into a woman that was marketing a car in the 70s called the Dale, a three-wheeled car that looks more like a kit dune buggy.
Where do I find that? Is that on Amazon Prime or?
Well, it was on HBO Max.
No, I don't have HBO Max.
So you're going to have to go to the...
I'll have to sail the high seas to get that then.
You know it, yes, exactly. You can find it there. Lady and the Dale.
I'll tell you what I've been watching. Billy Bob Thornton's Goliath. If you like Billy Bob Thornton, which I do, I love the guy. Especially when he was in Canada there. he was in one of your radio stations that they wouldn't let him smoke in the, and then he just give one word answers.
Have a listen.
He was so great.
See
if it's
playing.
Man. He was in Bad Santa.
Have a listen.
America, in the early 70s, anybody could be anything they wanted to be. I've got a mother of five who's invented a car. Is she famous? No, but she's going to be.
I'm going to knock the hell out of Detroit.
She thought that she would be the next Henry Ford.
It's a situation of David.
Is that coming through?
Oh, I thought you'd muted me.
Did you hear that, though?
Yeah. What am I supposed to be listening to?
She was afraid of spies from the big three.
There was a briefcase full of cash, and next to it, the 357 Magnum revolver.
Law enforcement agencies start taking a closer look, and the press turned on her and said, this is a scam.
Oh, now it's not coming through.
When they couldn't decide if the car was real or not, they started focusing on Liz. She was on trial as a trans person. When the police started swarming in the house, they got her because she came back to say goodbye to her kids.
It's still gone.
She was ahead of her time. She knew the pain.
She took it upon herself to defend herself in front of the jury. This is a woman who knew how to inspire.
She was one of those people that could sell anything.
The defendant has been charged with a plot to murder some witnesses.
Is that coming through at all?
It's just crazy.
Someone not really.
This person was told on the phone until she showed up in Los Angeles promoting a three-wheel car. Where was she? People need a hero. That's what America's all about.
There you go. You got it.
All right. Yeah. I had to adjust the voice settings. Am I still reverberating on your end?
I know you're clear as a bell, Ab.
Are you reverberating?
I can hear myself back, but I'm used to it. I've done a lot of radio, so I'm used to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me. I think I'm going to end this now because it was just mainly a test.
No worries.
So it looks like I'm going to try and do this again.
Can I do a plug? Can I do a plug for next Saturday night?
Yeah.
We will
I'll be doing this often as I try and tweak the system. So I'm going to come on anywhere between 8:30 and 9:30, I guess. I'll just come on for a bit, do a quick chat, and take a few calls. If I don't get any calls, then I'll just end it early.
Sure.
But you want to...
It'll be Velocet, me, and Rick, and Noise Level, or Golden Skidmark, next Saturday night.
All right, you're more
than welcome, and all your fakeologist friends are welcome, too, to do a reunion. Yeah, Velocet's very keen on it.
All right. Well, that's excellent. And he's a great producer, and that's fantastic.
The new bumpers are just fantastic.
Yeah. He did a beautiful job. Thank you very much, fellow. All right. Well, thank you for joining. I hope it all came through well. I've been going for about an hour. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough chatter. And make sure you sign up. Go to fake11.com/telegram, fake11.com/discord. Make sure you go to the main blog, fakeologist.com/blog, on the right side. You look over here. If you look on FakoTube right now, I guess I blew it away right now. I'll just go back. And you can put your email address there. And you'll get an email every time I do a post. So it's on the right side of the blog. Right over here. Right here. 561 other subscribers. Type your email there. Away you go. And that's about it. So thanks everybody for joining. Signing off. Take care, Rollo.